Unit 10, Smoking Kills. Part 1, Getting Ready. A. The following words and phrase will appear in this unit. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Vulnerable. 2. Inhale. 3. Clot. 4. Artery. 5. Exposure. 6. Block. 7. Zone. 8. At the expense of. 9. In force. 10. At it.
B. You are going to hear a short passage about non-smokers. Write down every word as a dictation. It will be read 3 times. First reading, read from beginning to end. Second reading, read with pauses. Third reading, read without pauses again.
A passive smoker is a non-smoker who happens to be near a smoker and has no choice but to breathe in the cigarette smoke. In the past, non-smokers rarely questioned the rights of smokers to smoke anywhere and any time they chose. Nowadays, non-smokers are questioning, why should your pleasure be at the expense of my health and comfort? As a non-smoker, here is what you can do. Let your family and friends know that you mind if they smoke. Put up non-smoking signs in your room or on your desk at home. Always ask for a seat in the non-smoking zone when you travel on an aeroplane. Complain to the steward if the non-smoking rule is not enforced. A passive smoker is a non-smoker who happens to be near a smoker and has no choice but to breathe in the cigarette smoke. In the past, non-smokers rarely questioned the rights of smokers to smoke anywhere and any time they chose. Nowadays, non-smokers are questioning, why should your pleasure be at the expense of my health and comfort? As a non-smoker, here is what you can do. Let your family and friends know that you mind if they smoke. Put up non-smoking signs in your room or on your desk at home. Always ask for a seat in the non-smoking zone when you travel on an aeroplane. Complain to the steward if the non-smoking rule is not enforced. A passive smoker is a non-smoker who happens to be near a smoker and has no choice but to breathe in the cigarette smoke. In the past, non-smokers rarely questioned the rights of smokers to smoke anywhere and any time they chose. Nowadays, non-smokers are questioning, why should your pleasure be at the expense of my health and comfort? As a non-smoker, here is what you can do. Let your family and friends know that you mind if they smoke. Put up non-smoking signs in your room or on your desk at home. Always ask for a seat in the non-smoking zone when you travel on an aeroplane. Complain to the steward if the non-smoking rule is not enforced.
C. You are going to hear a dialogue. Supply the missing words.
I once heard people talk about coronary heart disease. What is coronary? Could you tell me something about it?
Well, our heart is a muscular organ. It's just like a pump. It pumps blood to every part of our body. There are two small arteries that bring blood carrying food and oxygen to the heart muscles. They are called the coronary arteries because they look like a corona, or crown around the heart. If a branch of the coronary arteries is partly blocked, part of the heart muscle gets too little food and oxygen. there will be mild heart pain.
Is it a heart attack?
Not exactly. If a branch of the coronary arteries is completely blocked, part of the heart muscle stops getting food and oxygen. Then there will be severe heart pain or a heart attack.
So in either case, the person is said to have coronary heart disease. Is it right?
Yes.
But what blocks the arteries?
Arteries are usually blocked by a fat-like substance called cholesterol. When we eat too much fat, or when we are overweight, cholesterol is deposited on the inner walls of our arteries. This buildup of cholesterol on the inner walls of arteries is called atherosclerosis.
I think no one wants this to happen to himself.
So let us reduce our risk of getting a heart attack in adulthood by starting now to live a healthy lifestyle. Eat wisely, exercise regularly, learn to relax, and never, never smoke.
Why never smoke?
To make it simple, cigarette smoke makes the heart pump faster and allows less oxygen to reach the heart muscles.
Part 2. The Ash Man. A. You are going to hear an interview. While listening for the first time, add more key words in the notes column. After the second listening, complete the questions.
David Simpson, you're the Director of Action on Smoking and Health. Why do you object to people smoking?
Actually, that's not really the reason I'm in ASH. I do object to people smoking around me, because they're breathing about 3,000 different chemicals into the air, which I didn't actually choose to breathe in. But the reason I work for ASH is quite different. It's because smoking is by far the largest preventable cause of illness, premature death, and indeed disability. The risks of somebody smoking 20 cigarettes a day from their late teens for the rest of their life are that 1 in 4 of them will go to an early grave because of their smoking.
If I smoke, it doesn't affect other people's health, does it?
Yes, it does. Over the last few years, the evidence on passive smoking being a danger to normal, healthy adults has grown enormously. Scientists are now in no doubt at all that regular exposure to other people's cigarette smoke is a danger to non-smokers.
And the most vulnerable passive smokers are children?
Yes. Children have an additional risk, because when they're around their parents who smoke, or if their teachers or others they're near smoke, then those children actually inhale the equivalent of about 150 cigarettes a year in cigarette fumes, cigarette particles, and so forth. It has been shown for many years that those children suffer an increased rate of both chest disease and hospitalization through chest disease in Britain and America.
Suppose you were at a dinner party and people started smoking. Would you take a hard line on it?
I do ask people at dinner parties not to smoke while I'm eating, but other than that, it's none of my business. If I'm invited into somebody's house, I have to play the rules by them. If I'm very offended by it, I just make my excuses and leave. But smoking is so rare now in the circles in which I mix that this isn't usually a problem.
How about the future? Do you think that people will stop smoking altogether in your lifetime?
Yes. I think by early in the next century, cigarette smoking certainly will be something that doesn't go on during the day. It's something that people may keep to do in the comfort and privacy of their own homes. I think they should have the freedom to do that. But I do want them to have the real freedom to do it, knowing what they are doing potentially to their bodies. That is the freedom to learn information without counter-propaganda by the tobacco industry, without the cigarette products being wrapped up in beautifully designed glossy package, and so forth. I'd be for that freedom. And I actually think that will exist.
B. Now try this. listen to a more authentic version of the interview. Complete the answers by the Ash Man.
So, David Simpson, you're the Director of Action on Smoking and Health. Why do you object to people smoking?
Well, actually, that's not really the reason I'm in ASH. Yes, I do object to people smoking around me in close confines because they're breathing out 3,000 different chemicals into the air, which I didn't actually choose to breathe in. But the reason I work for ASH is quite different. It's because smoking in this country, and I'm afraid to say in the world as a whole now, is by far the largest preventable cause of illness and premature death and indeed disability. The risks of somebody smoking 20 cigarettes a day from their late teens for the rest of their life are that one in four of them will meet an early grave, will go to an early grave because of their smoking.
If I smoke, it doesn't affect other people's health though, does it?
Yes, it does. Over the last few years, and particularly in the last year, the evidence on passive smoking being a danger to normal healthy adults has grown enormously. And scientists are now in no doubt at all that regular exposure, not the odd bit here or there, but regular exposure to other people's cigarette smoke, is a danger to non-smokers.
And the most vulnerable passive smokers are children.
Yes, children have an additional risk because when they're around their parents who smoke, their parents are in the house and smoke the whole time, or if they're teachers or others they're near smoke, then those children actually inhale the equivalent of about 150 cigarettes a year in cigarette fumes, cigarette particles, gases, chemicals from cigarette smoke. And it has been shown for many years that those children suffer an increased rate of both chest disease and hospitalisation through chest disease in Britain and America, where the studies have been carried out.
Suppose you were at a dinner party and people started smoking. Would you take a hard line on it? Or
I do ask people at dinner parties not to smoke while I'm eating, but other than that, it's none of my business. If I'm invited in somebody's house, I have to sort of play the rules by them. If I'm very offended by it, I just make my excuses and leave. But again, you see, smoking is so rare now in the circles in which I mix that this isn't usually a problem.
How about the future? Do you think that people will stop smoking altogether in your lifetime?
Yes, I think by early the next century, cigarette smoking certainly, will be something that doesn't go on by and large during the day. It's something that people may keep to do in private at home, in the comfort and privacy of their own homes. And believe it or not, I think they should have the freedom to do that. But I do want them to have the real freedom to do it, knowing what they are doing potentially to their bodies. That is, the freedom to learn information without counter-propaganda by the tobacco industry, without the cigarette products being wrapped up in beautifully designed, glossy packages and so forth. I'd be for that freedom, and I actually think that will exist, and that by and large smoking will be something between consenting adults in private by the turn of the century.
Part 3. Heart Attack. A. You are going to hear the first part of a talk. While listening the first time, focus on the cause of a heart attack. While listening for the second time, pay more attention to the symptoms. Take down key words in the notes column. After listening, complete the following chart in note form. The number in brackets indicates the number of words you can use.
Most heart attacks are caused by a blockage of one of the coronary arteries by a blood clot. This cuts off the blood supply to part of the heart muscle, which then dies. The main symptom of a heart attack is a tight pain in the chest, which may spread to one or both shoulders and down the arms to the hands. Heart attacks vary greatly in their nature. They may occur suddenly with little or no warning, or they may develop gradually. The pain can vary from a slight feeling of discomfort to a very strong bursting feeling in the chest. It may last for up to an hour, or it may disappear after a few minutes and then return. A person suffering a heart attack is also likely to feel sick, dizzy, and out of breath.
B. Now listen to the second part of the talk, which gives advice about what to do if someone suffers from a heart attack. The following phrases describe what you should do and should not do when dealing with a heart attack. Put these phrases into the correct column. Pay attention to the order.
A heart attack is a serious matter and should be treated as an emergency. Don't try to travel to the doctor yourself, but stay with the patient and call an ambulance immediately. Keep the patient warm and as calm as possible. While you are waiting for help to arrive, lift the patient into a half-sitting position. Put pillows or cushions behind the patient's head and neck. Bend the knees and loosen any tight clothing around the neck, chest, and waist. Don't give anything to eat or drink, and don't leave the patient alone. If the patient becomes unconscious, try mouth-to-mouth artificial respiration. And at the same time, press down on the patient's chest to force blood around the body. When the ambulance arrives, the patient will be taken straight to hospital and will probably be kept there for several days. The patient's chances of recovery are very good. 2 out of every 3 people who have a heart attack recover completely, and nearly 500,000 people recover from heart attacks in Britain every year.
Part 4. More about the topic, tobacco smoking and atherosclerosis. The following science report is about the relationship between tobacco smoking and atherosclerosis. Supply the missing words while listening.
A new study shows that people who smoke large amounts of tobacco are speeding up normal damage to their arteries. It shows that the longer and more people smoke, the faster their arteries harden. And the study provides evidence that the effects may be permanent. The artery damage appears to continue at a faster rate even after people stop smoking. The study also shows that the harmful effects of other people's smoke, called environmental tobacco smoke, is much greater than thought. It appears to damage the arteries of people who never smoke.
The artery damage is called atherosclerosis. Arteries are muscular tubes that carry blood away from the heart. The arteries harden naturally as people get older. When arteries harden, their walls become thicker. Blood is unable to flow to other parts of the body. The condition leads to a sharply increased risk of heart attacks and strokes. The American Medical Association says atherosclerosis is responsible for more deaths in the United States than any other condition.
Doctors in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, did the study. They examined the effects of smoking on the progress of atherosclerosis. More than 10,000 adults took part in the study. They were from 45 to 65 years old. It was one of the largest studies ever done on the health effects of smoking tobacco. The Journal of the American Medical Association published the results. The adults in the study were in 4 groups: current smokers, former smokers, non-smokers often affected by environmental tobacco smoke, or non-smokers not affected by tobacco smoke. At the beginning of the study, the researchers measured the thickness of the walls of a major artery of each person. They measured the same artery 3 years later to discover the progress of atherosclerosis.
The researchers found that atherosclerosis got worse 50% faster in current cigarette smokers compared with people who never smoked. The condition developed 25% faster in people who had smoked but stopped. The artery walls thickened 20% faster In people who had often breathed environmental tobacco smoke than in those who had not. The researchers also found that the effects of smoking were greater among people with diabetes and high blood pressure.
Researchers say that the effect of smoking on the progression of atherosclerosis probably is linked to how much and how long people smoke. They believe that stopping smoking would slow further damage to the arteries. Medical experts note that the importance of environmental tobacco smoke as a risk for heart disease has not been studied. Information about it was rarely collected. They say environmental tobacco smoke may be a reason why there is a history in some families of people developing heart disease while they are young. Critics of smoking say new measures are needed to help the public avoid tobacco smoke. The American Heart Association says the new study provides powerful support for a ban on smoking in all public places.
Part 5. Memory Test. Combating Smoking. A. You are going to hear a short piece of news. Listen carefully and choose the correct answers as quickly as possible.
A senior doctor with the Wessex Regional Health Authority says that travellers' tax-free cigarette allowances should be scrapped. Dr. John Carforth's call coincides with Britain's 9th National No Smoking Day. He says if the government seriously intends to combat smoking, it should impose the ban on cheap cigarettes immediately.
The tide is changing enormously with regard to smoking. 2 out of 3 people now do not smoke in this country, and something like 70% of smokers actually try to give up smoking on at least one occasion. And about half of all smokers are really determined to kick the habit. So really, something like this will actually help them to do it, because it would put the price up eventually, and it would make smoking that little bit harder to do.
B. Now listen to a piece of news about the situation of smoking by teenagers in the U.S. Pay attention to all the numbers. Match column A with column B.
Surgeon General Joycelyn Elders opened a news conference in Washington by standing in front of a large chart showing that smoking by high school seniors rose last year for the first time since annual surveys began in 1976.
Alarmingly, more than 30% of these seniors and almost half of eighth graders do not believe that there is a great risk with smoking. Tobacco is addicting, and tobacco kills.
Dr. Elders said most adults who smoke began the habit before age 18. She said if adolescents can remain smoke-free until then, few will ever use tobacco. She said an estimated 3 million adolescents in the United States now smoke cigarettes, and 1 million use chewing tobacco or other smokeless tobacco products. She said health consequences quickly occur, including severe respiratory ailments and retarded lung function. She implied that if they persist, these young smokers risk joining the ranks of the 420,000 Americans who die each year from cancer or other diseases linked to smoking. Furthermore, she said tobacco appears to be a gateway drug, leading to subsequent use of alcohol, marijuana, and other drugs.
听力课堂, 听class.com